Sure, everybody's read the statement on Andy. I'm not going to add to that further at this point with any details. We're following our internal protocol, but I will say that in the short term, that the room will be handled by George DeLeon, and then we'll also move Kurt Roper in there as well. So those two, in addition to the strong leadership in the room, we feel that there will not be a significant drop-off. I'll open it up.
Mike, could you take us through the reasons behind the Terrence West trade?
I think Terrence's issues here were well documented, and we felt the decision was best for us moving forward and potentially best for him.
Did you sense any of those immaturity issues from him when you interviewed him prior to the draft last year?
I personally did not. I'm not going to go into what was in his draft file, but I personally did not.
Was there any? Some of the comments I think you made Friday on our conference call were similar comments you've made about Terrence over the past year. Was there anything in the past week that was the final tipping point for this, or was it just a?
No, I always speak to a body of work. And then you also, especially at times when you're making roster decisions, you'll hit the pause button and just kind of look at trends over time. And as I said, without going into too much detail, that we feel it was best for us moving forward, and I feel like a fresh start would be good for him as well.
Do you have any updates on Duke?
No, it's given that we're in a game week, that we'll issue that injury report on Wednesday.
Do you need to add a running back from the outside?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the roster stuff. I mean, we're confident that when we get to New York, that we'll have the running backs that we have out there will be sufficient.
Mike, I know you have said that you want three quarterbacks on campus during the season. I guess the question is, why add the third quarterback to the active roster as opposed to the practice squad?
Well, Austin is a guy that his name has come up often, that he's played some quality minutes in this league. He does not have practice squad eligibility, so the only way to get him was to put him on the 53. Also, just given still the uncertainty, we feel good without going into detail. We feel good about where Johnny is, but that it was an opportunity for us to add Austin, and that was really the only way we could do it.
Was Johnny able to throw throughout practice today?
Yeah, he was.
Is running back, I guess not as easy, but an easier position to just step in midweek and be ready for a game than some others might be?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on what are you doing, what's your offense, and how much are you going to ask that? Are you going to ask a guy to come in and be an emergency backup and be a core teamer? Or are you going to ask him to come in and take a role on first and second down? Or are you asking him to come in and learn pass protection? So I think it's more from what you put on that player's plate. You could make it very easy, or you could ask a lot.
Like you, big picture, you have a GM who suspended. You just suspended an offensive line coach for what is called serious allegations. There's uncertainty about two important positions, running back and quarterback, with injuries. You also have traded a third round pick yesterday. Can you address the big picture feel for the team that you have right now?
My focus is on the New York Jets. That's we're in a game week. Our goal is to go 1-0. I don't have time to sit here and reflect on the big picture. Our focus is very narrow.
How do you feel about the running game you have now with the guys you have?
Isaiah Crowell, I think, proved last year that he is a legitimate back in this league. We feel very good about where Duke is, and our offensive line. We worked on a lot of things in this preseason, and our tight ends, and understand when we get in a game plan mode that we're going to be able to do some things schematically, and very confident in that group. So I know that it's easy to beat up the run game, based on the preseason. So, like I said, internally we're confident, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Mike, was there any debate over keeping Dan Lewis versus going after Austin Davis? And what are the merits of Davis versus a guy who's been in your system?
I think we have a good sense of who Thad is, and like I said, Austin's been a guy that there's been some intrigue with, that his name has come up before, and the opportunity presented itself to bring him here, so we took advantage of it.
Was that intrigue go back to last year?
Yes.
Is it risky using your one designated to return IR spot on a backup corner as opposed to maybe waiting and see if somebody else gets hurt?
Well, I think there's risk anytime you're involved, but when you want to be in a situation where he's not going to be available for a long period of time, and I think Charles played well enough for us in the preseason and demonstrated that he's going to be a part of what we do. When you looked at roster moves to ensure that you keep all the guys and don't expose players that you want to the wire, we felt that was the best move for the organization. Yeah, like I said, it's a there's strong leadership in that room. They'll be fine.
Why wasn't Vince Mealy brought back on the practice squad?
We talked to Vince about coming back, and there was some uncertainty on his part. So right now, I'm not sure exactly where he is with it, but I know he did have some other options.
Can you say right now, is Johnny good to go for Sunday, or is that to be determined?
Yeah, I would say that's TBD, but I think I can safely say that he's on track, barring a setback.
Can you talk about your decision to
fire the roster? Yeah, I mean, it was something that we've talked about in here at length, that it was, you know, I think the phrase leap of faith was used, and I agreed with that, that spot is largely because of his potential. But it's, you know, as the season goes on, I mean, it's, you know, sooner than later that's going to have to translate, that he's going to have to be a productive member of this team. So that's, you walk that fine line between, hey, we think this guy can do it, but you're, as we all know, the NFL is a win now business, and we need our players to be productive. So it's, it all that weighed into the decision.
Mike, going back to Mealy and just cutting a fourth round pick who's a rookie. Is that hard to do? Why?
It was difficult, but at the same time, it's also speaks to the depth in that room that Gabe really stepped up and had a great offseason for us. That Hawk is who he is, and to add a Hartline, and to me, he's been better than what we thought we were getting when he came in. We didn't know that Travis, I think, was going to bounce back the way he did and be in the discussion to be our top guy. And when we, you know, when we signed Dwayne, unfortunately, that we didn't get a good look at him just because of his injuries. And then you really weighing it. You got Marlon Moore that's essentially a core teamer first and a wide receiver second, but it's still worthy of a roster spot given how we feel we're going to have to play this year and Andy Lee. That having him and Batty on the roster were two important pieces for us. So when you weigh all that in, it comes down to we have our position minimums, as I've talked about. Then you look at that pool of players. We were hopeful to it was a tough decision. We were hopeful to get Vince to the practice squad. I would say there's still a possibility of that down the road.
Hey, Mike, you actually did a couple times with last time, Jay Glazer, about if you look at the Browns offense, maybe a lot of people wouldn't necessarily draft fantasy player types on your offense.
Mm-hmm.
What gives you confidence, you know, can you tell fans overall that, hey, this offense is going to be better than you think? Because when you look at it on paper.
Do you have a fantasy draft tonight or something? Are you looking for inside draft info?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure in the fantasy community, I'm probably public enemy number one, running back by committee, receiver by committee, some unknown guy. So it's. To me, we believe in the concept of team, and that We have a lot of different ways to get it done. We have a lot of guys with a lot of different skill sets, and each week I think you need to adapt your game plan. You know, what does it call for this week? Do we need speed on the outside to help us win? Do we need our tight ends to help us win? Are we going to have to run the ball? That's what coaching is finding a way each week to hit the reset button. And I like the diversity of skill that we have. Do we have any big names? No, we don't. But at the same time, we still feel there's a lot of different ways to win football games. We're confident we can get it done.
Do you get any sense of flip after four games, or is it just impossible to tell because they're preseason games and really not?
No, he's done a nice job. I mean, he's had to work around some of the injury stuff and some of the stuff on our checklist that we wanted to make sure that we got done and got practiced, some of the shifts and the motions that we wanted to get on tape that won't necessarily marry up to the plays that we're running. So the you have a very different plan, especially in the preseason games that you don't game plan for. But I think Flip's done an outstanding job to date. But you know, it starts to count coming up. So that's the important time for him. But I'm very confident in him and very confident in the staff around him as we're currently helping him build the plan and build it around what we do well. And that's what game planning is. Where are our favorable matchups? Where are their favorable matchups? You know, how do we win this game, and how do we prevent them on defense from being successful against us? So that's all part of it.
Mike, why did you guys decide to stick with Travis Coons instead of going out and getting a more experienced kicker who might have been available?
We had talked about. We had a pretty detailed list of the guys that were out there and the guys that came free, and we're very confident in Travis based on what he's done to date. I'm looking forward to seeing him kick for us in the regular season.
Do you expect Terrell to be active week one?
I'm not going to speak on actives and inactives.
Philosophically, how do you feel about taking away quarterback snaps for a Wildcat like we saw a little bit with him on Thursday night?
Coming from the other side of the ball, knowing that how problematic some of those things can be, I just think every good offense has some element of anytime you can run something that's simple for you offensively that causes stress on the other side of the ball that will potentially cause some meeting time, some practice time, some walkthrough time. I put that in the body punch category. You'll never know the effect that you had. But I think we always need to have, you know, those types of things up, whether it's a diverse empty backfield package, you know, all the stuff that can cause issues, whether it's Wildcat, some of the unbalanced line, special plays, those types of things that you have out there that causes just waste time on defense. I mean, I've been a part of it on the other end, but these are. You need those types of plays as change-ups. Things aren't going well with your conventional stuff. What are some things you can do to kind of break a game open? And I think a good offense has those kind of, you know, in waiting.
Now that you get your roster somewhat set anyway, mm-hmm. what is the most improved part of your team from last year?
That's hard to say. I think on paper you'd have to say the defensive line. Just the depth there, keeping seven. I thought Billy did a good job late once he was back healthy, earning his way onto it. Like we said, we were going to keep position minimums and then look at the best players, and he certainly was one of our top guys. So we feel really good about the depth in that room. So if I had to point to one group, it would likely be there.
Yeah, Seth, and then one last thing.
Dreaded. One last thing.
The decision to keep four tight ends is mm-hmm. mild surprise. Was that just?
It is. That just falls into what I just said. That you have your position minimums, and then you keep the best football player. So the one thing about it is all four of those guys you could look at are very different. You know that Bibbs is almost, you know, he part fullback, part tight end. Hausler is almost part wideout, part tight end. I think Gary's probably from a most complete of that group, and Jim's a pretty good blocker, and I think a better receiver than people give him credit for. So I think that room Flip's well aware of the depth in that room, and we'll use it to our advantage.
Mike, was today the first day Johnny's thrown a football? Did that happen?
I think he threw some yesterday.